I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog, on the phone with me, the mastermind behind that song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, Charlie Daniels himself. How are you?
I think of all the things I've been called, a mastermind. I like that. Thank you.
You're
what
welcome.
What an incredible thing to be called.
Charlie, the CMA Awards took place this past Wednesday night, and the song that took Single of the Year was God's Country by Blake Shelton, which mentions The Devil Went Down to Georgia, which won in that same category 40 years ago. Is there something symbolic about that for you?
I don't think so. I think it's just kind of happenstance. Of course, I'm honored by it. I mean, I'm glad that the song's been around that long where people would remember enough for Blake to put it in the song, but I don't really look at things like that. You know, it's just a nice thing to happen.
Charlie, we spoke a few months ago about your tour with Travis Tritt, and you said that at one point you'd like to put him on a roller coaster with you at the controls. Has that happened yet?
No, it hasn't yet, but we can always wait. I owe him one. He played another trick on me the other night at one of the concerts. He does that once in a while, and of course he knows he's got it coming. So we're working in Atlanta here in a week or so, so I'm trying to think of something really, really good to get him at. So maybe get a goat or a turkey in the afternoon at the theater where he can't do anything with it or something.
Well, it sounds like the two of you are still having fun together. And I got to say, Charlie,
oh, we are.
Yeah. I read that you end up playing over 100 concerts a year.
Yeah.
You're at the age where a lot of people probably would have long retired.
That's everybody's personal prerogative. I know people who have retired that are very happy about it, and then people retire. I told Alabama when they left, I said, you guys will be back. You'll stop for a while, but you got it in your blood. You can't help it. You'll be back. And sure enough, they are. And Garth came back. And, you know, people, they'll stop for a while. I think they get kind of road weary, and they'll stop for a while, but they love it. You know, and it's they're so good at it, and they come back and do it again, and we're all better off for it. So, but myself, I have never given any serious thought at all to retiring. I just can't imagine it myself. I just, I love what I'm doing, and, you know, till the good Lord calls me home or whatever happens that puts an end to it, I intend to be out here getting it done.
I love that. It seems like there's a debate, and it seems worse than usual this year, about when it is socially acceptable to put up Christmas decorations. Do you decorate as soon as Halloween is over, or do you wait until after Thanksgiving?
My wife does all that, and she waits till after Thanksgiving. People, you know, whatever they want to do, it's entirely up to them, and I don't pay no attention to political correctness or what everybody else does. I couldn't care less. We do things on our own at my place. But I don't really like walking in someplace right, you know, after Thanksgiving when it's 80 degrees in the South and somebody's got Christmas stuff up. It just don't make a lot of sense to me, but that's their business. And, you know, if they want to do it, that's fine. But I prefer to wait until there's a little chill in the air and when it starts feeling more like what the weather that I associate with Christmas. And my wife really decorates. She does. She puts up 5 trees. And
oh, my gosh.
Great. I mean, it's just, she does. Works very hard on it. It takes a good little while to get it done. And, you know, it's just a pleasure to walk in the door and the house is all decorated. And it don't seem like it should be till at least after Thanksgiving before it should happen.
Well, the high for the next couple days here in Southern California is going to be close to 80. Hopefully it'll get a little chillier by the time you come to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa for your show on Saturday, December 7th. What can we expect from that?
We always do the songs. Y'all have been kind enough to play on the radio for us over the years. Long Hair Country Boy, Devil Went Down to Georgia, and Legend of Woolly Swamp, and so on and so forth. But we change the show up. We play a lot of the same places year after year, at least the same areas. And a lot of the same people come see us, and we don't want to do exactly the same thing we did last time. We don't want them to get tired of what we play. So we always put a few new things in. We always add something that we'll go back and grab an old song that's been around for a long time that maybe we hadn't played in a while, or we'll write something new and put it in. But it's the old stuff and some new stuff too. Let's put it like that.
Well, Charlie, congratulations on 40 years of The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Tickets for your show at Morongo are on sale now. We've actually got a link at kfrog.com. Charlie, it is always great to talk to you.
My pleasure, ma'am. Thank you, and I hope we'll see you out there.